people who have been waiting and waiting and waiting for the sun to rise. Isaiah says, "For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples." You see, God pictures our world as a spiritually dark place. Spiritually dark place. It doesn't take us long listening to the news or reading the papers, or for many of us just to reflect on the experiences of our lives, to realize that God is right. There's evidence of spiritual darkness all around us. Amen. When I was a chaplain a few years ago, one of the biggest ethical issues of that time, and maybe still is today, I don't know, was cloning. Cloning. One thing that people were using to justify cloning is that they said, you know, we could clone you with no head. And then if you need a liver transplant or a kidney transplant or a heart transplant, we don't have to kill a person, or we don't have to have another person sacrifice their kidney, because you will have your clone, and since it has no head, it will not be killing a person. Do you hear that? Also, regarding cloning in general, a spokesman for one of the cloning projects said to us, they came and lectured to the chaplains at the hospital, said it was a very important discovery because this is how humans can attain eternal life. If you're able to reproduce a clone for yourself, then you are, in a sense, able to live forever. What a blow of spiritual darkness in our land. But you know, one of the most frightening places to look for spiritual darkness is inside of ourselves, isn't it? If we look in the mirror for very long, we find spiritual darkness within ourselves. It's pretty frightening when we first discover that reality, isn't it? Isn't it? Hard to answer that question, isn't it? Eric, if I say yes, that means I have spiritual darkness within me. Yeah, that's hard to admit that sometimes. But most people who are probably 20 years and older have gone through a point in their life where they have looked in that mirror and they have realized that they have spiritual darkness within them. And many people who are under 20 years old have experienced that spiritual darkness from their friends or their parents or their siblings, unfortunately. Television shows us that there is an incredible amount of good and strength inside each of us. Just watch Oprah for a week and you will hear it over and over and over again. If you reach down deep enough inside yourself, they say, you will see how really good you are. However, over and over and over again, people look within themselves for strength to bear up under trying times and circumstances, and that strength is not there. We look within ourselves for strength, and we finally realize that our strength isn't ours at all. It isn't ours at all. The strength that wells up inside of us is not our own strength. It is the strength given to us by who? Our Creator. Our Creator is the source of our strength. And when we have that realization, did you hear me? When we have that realization, that is epiphany. That is our epiphany. Isaiah said that thick darkness covers the people, but the Lord will arise upon you, and His glory will appear over you. Numbers 24:17 puts it like this, I see Him, but not now. I behold Him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. the birth of our Lord, Jesus the Christ, is described in the Bible as a rising of the sun on a very dark place. What happens when the sun rises? What happens?